1029 ESPN Radio Missoula, the ESPN MT app this weekend, home for a big weekend for MCLA lacrosse and PNCLL lacrosse, as the PNCLL Conference Tournament is coming to Missoula this weekend. Inside Washington Grizzlies Stadium, Division 1 and 2 brackets will be on the docket. And now we'll be visiting with a coach from the Division 2 bracket, same as Montana, the Nighthawks of Northwest Nazarene, their head coach, Tom Blanchard, on with us now on ESPN Radio. Tom, thanks for coming on with us from just outside the other Garden City, just outside of Boise. How's it going?
It's going good. Appreciate you having me on, Jeff.
Yeah, and it's been a outstanding season to this point for the Nighthawks. They're really, in my eyes, the favorite coming into this tournament. You were the favorite coming into this tournament, ranked in the top 15 for the majority nationally this season. So how's it been this year, really looking at it as a contender in a national scope, so to speak?
It's been an interesting year. It's been a very fun year. I mean, obviously, we've been in the MCLA now for 4 years, and the first couple of years, 2-3 years, were tough. They were good learning experience for us. You know, we had to figure out, you know, what it would take to raise the level of play, to get on that national scope, to be one of these contending teams. And, you know, I would actually attest it to the quality teams that the PNCLL has. You know, I think that we're a pretty undervalued conference just across the nation. And so, you know, we've got four teams that are going to be participating in the MCLA Division II playoffs here that are all ranked. So I think that just speaks to the volume of the quality of lacrosse that we have in this conference.
Now, you alluded to it. You started the program in 2021, and looking at results, you played, I believe, four games that season. Montana was one of the teams you played that season. Dominican, oddly enough, that's my alma mater out there in the Bay Area, down in San Rafael. But it's been kind of a building block role, so to speak, for your team the last couple of years. I've seen you the last three seasons, and each year you've just kind of been building it up little by little. Where has it been in terms of a culture where you've seen that players just kind of taking it upon themselves, saying, hey, if we want to be a contender, we got to work hard?
Honestly, I think it starts with building trust with your players. You know, at the end of the day, you know, you got to have players who are willing to give everything that they have. And so I am very intentional about building personal relationships with all of these guys. You know, it's kind of one of those things where I think that they would do just about anything for me, and I would do just about anything for our guys, too. It's just kind of the culture that we've built here. You know, we had some rough years, like you had said. You know, that first COVID year, we had gone in, we had recruited, I think, a class of about 27 players. And once everything started getting shut down, we lost about 85% of our team after that COVID year. So, you know, we played four games. Our university was awesome. We were still able to play, but we had some restrictions. And, you know, we saw Montana twice that year. We saw UNLV and, of course, Dominican. And, you know, that was an eye-opening year for me. It kind of showed me, because I had coached high school lacrosse for about 14, 15 years, the level of competition at the college level was so much more than what I could have imagined. And so I had to learn how to adapt my coaching style. I had to learn to go out and recruit. That was something you don't do in high school. But just in terms of, you know, what it's been like on this journey, it's been a long journey. And so to kind of be where we're at today, we don't take it for granted. But I think it all starts with building a trust with your players and knowing that we've got each other's back no matter what.
Tom Blanchard, the head coach of the Northwest Nazarene Nighthawks lacrosse team. Overall record in the regular season, 11-2, the number one seeded team out of the South in the upcoming PNCLL tournament. They'll be taking on Western Washington in their first round game, hoping to advance to the finals and potentially clinch an automatic bid to the MCLA National Tournament. Now, you've been around the PNCLL the last few years, and really looking back to last season is where you really, I felt, started to build into a contender. You were ranked for the majority of the season. But thinking about a player this year that's really just absolutely taken off in terms of statistics, but a guy that's also gone through a lot, considering he's been around the program since 2022, Keaton Bean. He's been just an absolute monster offensively this season, leading the conference with 70 goals. I have not seen that type of statistic in lacrosse very often. Casey Davis, Davies, a guy from the College of Idaho, comes to mind from 2022. But Bean has been around since 22. So what does that say about your program that you have a player like Keaton Bean that's been through so much, but he's stayed around and now is kind of reaping the benefits, so to speak?
Yeah, I mean, Keaton's been fantastic for us. You know, when we, you know, we're rebuilding after COVID, Keaton was one of those guys that I thought was under the radar. You know, when we were recruiting him, you know, I don't know how many offers he really had. And, you know, we kind of laid out a vision for what we thought we could be. And that's starting to come to fruition now. But he's such a team-oriented guy, very likable. All of his teammates love him. We always knew that we could get this type of production out of him. The challenge has been, you know, the last couple of years, we needed to build a supporting cast around him. You know, teams would focus all of their energy on Keaton. And so this year, you know, we were able to bring in a couple of players to surround him at the attack position that have really helped him unlock his game. You know, bringing a guy like Caleb Johnson in, who was playing NCAA Division II ball back east. Then we brought in a freshman, Bodie Jones, who was a fantastic high school player here in the local Boise area. To give him those two players to play with, I mean, our attack right now is second in the country in points. We're only behind Grand Valley for, you know, our attack line's production. And so that doesn't take away from the production of the other players, but it does actually make the game for Keaton a whole lot better and a whole lot easier. But I will say, you know, one other guy that I don't think gets the credit that he deserves is a local guy there out of the Helena area in Race Neal. What he's done at the faceoff X for us and the possessions that he gets us, those extra possessions are so critical for us. So, you know, while Keaton's definitely well-deserved for what he's done, you know, we can't lose sight of what Race Neal has done for us as well.
Interesting you bring him up. Race Neal actually was going to get to him from Helena, so a local guy coming back to Missoula, coming back to Montana, and the game of lacrosse a lot of times isn't thought of for this state, but thinking about the Montana State Bobcats on I-90, just another just outstanding program here in the state of Montana. So what do you think Race Neal is looking forward in terms of coming, not exactly a homecoming, so to speak? I know Helena is about an hour and a half from Missoula, but still coming back to Montana, surely there's a little bit of added motivation for him coming back to his home state as well.
Yeah, I mean, I think he's just locked in. I mean, he, again, you know, we're kind of at a point as a team where, you know, all of the outside noise and all the outside factors, they're not there. You know, I'm sure that he's going to enjoy being able to play close to home, see some family and friends. But I know him. I know him very well. He's not going to be distracted. He's going to be focused in on what his job is. You know, after the weekend's over, you know, I'm sure there'll be some time for him to kind of enjoy the company of family and friends. But, you know, like we tell our team, this is a business trip. But I'm extremely proud of what he's done. And, you know, I think Montana's got some fantastic players. You know, when I started recruiting, you know, Montana was one of those states that I looked at. I'm like, why aren't teams recruiting here? And so, you know, there's big athletic guys out that way. And, you know, I think that for us, we value players out of the Montana state. You know, we want to go into Montana and we want to bring guys to NNU. We've had a lot of success in building relationships with you know, club programs out there like Last Chance. And Nathan over there has done a great job with his guys. And so we're super excited to go out that way, see some of those players from Last Chance, and hopefully recruit some of those boys to NNU in the near future.
Tom Blanchard, the head coach from Northwest Nazarene, the Nighthawks, coming out to Missoula, Washington Grizzlies Stadium for the PNCLL tournament. Get him a few more questions and get him on his way to get ready for action, recording this on a Tuesday afternoon. Now, Tom, the PNCLL tournament coming to Washington Grizzlies Stadium, surely a unique venue, not just for the conference, but for any level of lacrosse. So is your team excited to be able to play in such an awesome venue that is Washington Grizzlies Stadium?
I mean, it's a great venue. To be honest with you, we really haven't talked about it. We've just been focused on kind of who the opponents are and getting ready for those opponents. You know, last thing we want to do is again, have any distractions. We want to kind of keep to the script. You know, so we're kind of going about what we would do on a week-to-week basis with preparing the guys. You know, I'm sure that when we get there, you know, they'll take it in for a couple of minutes. You know, being able to play in that type of venue is always a nice experience for the players. I've actually never been in the stadium myself, So, you know, I'm sure once I get there, I'll take it in and I'll be impressed. You know, I know Tucker has put in a ton of time in getting this PNCLL tournament up and going. I know that he's going to absolutely knock it out of the park. And we're super appreciative for all the efforts that Tucker's been putting into this.
Now, your first round opponent, Western Washington, a little bit similar to your outfit in that it's been a program that's been building the last few years and now looking for kind of a culminating moment. They have some veteran players that have been around the last few years, and similar to the Nighthawks, are a team that is balanced offensively, thinking about players like Anthony Bisquera, former NCAA player, TJ Victory, another solid attackman over there from the folks from Bellingham. So what's it going to take against the Vikings to get a win to move on to the PNCLL tournament final?
Just kind of what we've been doing all year. You know, we've told our players from the very start of the year, you know, nothing's given to us. You got to go out and earn everything that you get. Nobody's going to show up and just lay down and give you the victory. Like, you've got to actually get on the field, put the work in, and you've got to earn it. And that's kind of what our mantra has been all season long is, you know, we've got to earn the respect of everybody that we play. We've got to earn the right to advance. And that whole process starts with Western Washington. You know, we saw them a couple weeks ago, and they've got some very talented players on their roster, you know, so by no means is this going to be a breeze in the park. You know, we have to lock in, and we've got to make sure that we are playing the type of game that we know that we're capable of. But, you know, all things equal, you know, if we're playing to our abilities, I'm confident in our group. And so, you know, we'll let things play out. They will, you know, on Saturday, but it's going to be an exciting tournament for sure.
Tom Blanchard from Northwest Nazarene, the Nighthawks, playing in the PNCLL tournament this weekend. Semifinal matchup against the Western Washington Vikings. 4 o'clock opening face-off inside of Washington Grizzlies Stadium. Catch all the action on the ESPN MT app and grizzlax.com. Tom, thanks for spending some time with us on this Tuesday.
You got it, Jeff. Thanks for your time. Look forward to seeing you.